Final exam week is up and going at Monmouth, and it allows us to check in with University President Patrick Leahy and Provost Ray Kadada about the latest academic news around campus. This is faculty member Matt Harmon. It's time for episode number 7 of Monmouth Weekly. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
It is normally a, I'll say, stressful time with final exams up and going, students trying to figure out how to get all their work in. And as we hit week 7, episode 7 of our Monmouth Weekly show, we welcome you back in. It is the start of final exams. And as we've spent the last couple of weeks, episode 5 with Board of Trustee Chairman Michael Plodwick, last week on episode 6, going through the athletic world with Vice President and Director of Athletics, Dr. Marilyn McNeil. Today, President Leahy and I are joined and happy to be joined by Interim Provost Ray Kadada. And Provost Kadada, I wish you a very good afternoon as we talk here on Wednesday, April 29th. April 29th, obviously being significant because final exams are up and going, though obviously right now there is a very different feel to that.
Thank you, Matt. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
President Leahy, you know, when you think about the campus, this would be one of those weeks where you would see so much activity. And on a campus that is now essentially quiet and dormant in a lot of ways, I'm sure you were almost looking forward to a way of seeing students try and finish up this spring semester, wrap things up, those that were going to be graduating come May. It continues to just be an evolving, but I'll say very weird situation.
This is the most recent in a whole series of strange things here at Monmouth, Matt. The beginning of exam time, as you say, while it's stressful on campus, there's also an energy to it. You have people who are finishing, you know, their academic year, and seniors who are gutting out their final papers and exams in preparation for commencement. And it's just a much different feel this week on campus, but consistent with what we've experienced the last 8 weeks or so.
Provost Kadada, when you think of it, going back even to when Monmouth decided to go remote with their instruction for the remaining part of, let's just focus right now on the spring semester, you knew that there was going to be some challenges from the faculty academic side of it. Can you just explain a little bit in terms of I guess just a simple evaluation, how you think this process has gone from a faculty student perspective, looking at it as that provost and vice president of academic affairs?
Thank you, Matt. So in this whole crisis, when I look back on even the months and the week, they seem like a lifetime ago that this was, you know, end of February when we started talking about the COVID-19 and the coronavirus. And, you know, I first became aware of it when China kind of postponed or canceled their Lunar New Year celebrations. That was end of February. And from our global education office, we got some information about, you know, there's this virus and we have to do something. They're putting restrictions on travelers from coming in from China. So that really started the conversation. And immediately President Leahy deployed or commissioned the crisis management team. And since then, we have been meeting. And one of the first things that came up at the meeting was, if we were to go online, do we have the capacity? Are we able to deliver courses? And, you know, a whole lot of questions around that. So immediately I came back from that meeting. I remember that was probably end of February. I got the school deans together. We met, and luckily, all the schools actually have a business continuity plan. I think this is a legacy of our experiences under Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. So every school was pretty much prepared to have kind of a ship at sea, like a preparation plan. If things don't work well, what are we going to do? But in this case, since it was an issue of online instruction would be our, kind of a go-to mode of delivery of instruction, we immediately also commissioned the help of the information management area. And they were just wonderful to work with. And they immediately started these sessions, training sessions, tutoring sessions to prepare faculty to, in the event that we have to go online. Back then, Matt, to be honest, we were thinking maybe we just, prepare for some like a backup for Sandy. What it was like 8 days or so we were, we had to do remote instruction. And so we were thinking in that range, something, maybe a week to maximum 2 weeks. We never thought we would have to, deal with the entire semester in this format, and now the entire summer. So this has been a very, very unprecedented semester. But looking back, when you look at, the way we made those decisions, very measured, we took steps depending on or being guided by health experts and our state regulations and everything. I think you also, asked me to reflect on how this transition, how well faculty and students adjusted to it. That is really a very, very amazing aspect of this whole thing. It was a challenge. We had this semester, we had 1,473 courses in all. And some of them were already online, but most of them, a majority, were designed for in-person instruction. So converting that to an online delivery mode, and faculty pretty much took it upon themselves. Within a week to maybe 10 days, we were able to, get all the faculty the training they need, and they stepped up to the plate, and then the students adjusted to this. Of course, there were some bumps. There still are some questions, and we can do much better. We did not have much preparation or any lead time to get into this mode, but we're going to be taking some days next week onward to prepare better for the summer.
When you think of it, President Leahy, and you and I have talked about this in our previous episodes, all of the conversations, all of the conference calls, all of the meetings that you've had, the emails back and forth, and the relationships that are so important, because in essence, you want Monmouth to present a united, solid front. So there's in essence only one message coming forward. And I would have to think just the relationship that you and Provost Dada have had since you took over as president, but maybe even more so over the course of the last couple of months, has been even that much more important.
I mean, if it's even possible to be that much more important, it has been over the last couple months. I mean, I remember that I'm in my first year, Matt, 9 months into my tenure at Monmouth. And while Rekha has been here for a long time as a faculty member and in other administrative roles, she's only 9 months into her job as the senior vice president and provost. That is such an important relationship for a president, that a president of any college or university has to have total confidence in his or her chief academic officer. And fortunately, I do in ours, despite how new we both are to the situation. One of the great benefits of having Rekha in this job is because of her standing here at the university. I mean, nobody questions her commitment to the place. Nobody can question her sincerity. Nobody questions her total dedication to students. And that is so helpful in a crisis like this. I always say that when you don't have a playbook, you have no choice but to just fall back on your institutional and personal values. And that's what we've done over the last number of months. And I just can't imagine having a better partner in this effort.
Provost Dada, when you think of it, you go back to 1994 when you first came to Monmouth. So as President Leahy just said, your relationship with the school is so full and so thorough. You made the correlation to Sandy before when you were just talking about, you know, the change to remote instruction. I mean, from a Monmouth perspective, this is not only unprecedented, as you said, but it's going to be something that I think the school itself, and President Leahy and I have talked about this at different points of our Monmouth Weekly shows, it's going to be something that Monmouth will be able to learn something about itself that under any other circumstance and situation, it probably wouldn't have been able to.
Matt, I'm tearing up hearing all this, but yes, I do go back. This is my 26th year at Monmouth. We've been, you know, through a lot of ups and downs. You mentioned Hurricane Sandy. We went through the 2008 global recession. There's really, I mean, when you have this kind of deep institutional connections and relationships, there's got to be happy times and there's got to be down, you know, like rainy days as well. Just before we left campus to go like remote work or stay at home kind of mode, I remember getting an email or perhaps it was a phone call from Dr. Pearson. Tom Pearson has been provost for, I believe, 26 or so years. And he was my provost when I joined Monmouth, and he just stepped down a few years ago. So Tom said, I know this is not, you know, the best time to be a provost, but just hang in there. Remember, we went through Sandy together. We will weather this. This is not going to be, you know, something that this is going to be something that you look back upon and say it was a great, you know, learning experience. So he gave me a lot of courage, and he said, always, you know, fall back on me, reach out to me, and we'll get through this. So that gave me a lot of comfort. And that's the kind of message I got from a number of people, especially senior administrators who are, you know, deans and vice presidents, and all over, really, from the, you know, the person who cleans offices to the information management team. Everybody is there to help. And this is the kind of Monmouth I saw during Hurricane Sandy. You know, I happen to have Sean Golden as my student, and I have a long-time relationship with him. So Sean was sheriff even during Hurricane Sandy. And later on, one day he was, I guess he was accepting some award, and he mentioned that one of the things that gave him courage to kind of, you know, face the scourge of Hurricane Sandy was that, and he referred to a message that I had sent him saying, Sean, we're behind you. You're our sheriff. And, you know, just fall back on us. Monmouth is with you. And he was talking about how much, you know, courage and stability that gave him. That's the kind of thing that I feel right now is the goodwill, the collaboration, and everybody's like, you know, drop everything and go and help. That's the spirit of Monmouth. And that's what I have been really very, very fortunate to have received. Some folks have said, oh my God, this is, you didn't ask for this, right? You didn't sign up to be provost at a time when we have to deal with the coronavirus. And, you know, my response is no one signed up for this, right? None of us did. So I at least am in a comfortable place. Like I have a home, a roof over my head. I think about our nursing students, about our healthcare workers, and especially our students with whom we have this kind of direct relationship. And I get messages from them, their professors, on a daily basis, what they're dealing with. And I'm just so thankful for them and for all the work that they're doing. And if I can do a little bit of my role in giving support to faculty, to our colleagues, and most importantly, to our students, I think in many ways, this has really helped me grow tremendously as a professional, as a person. And I'm just very thankful. The other thing I tell people is that if I had to go through a crisis like this, it better be under President Leahy. So he has been just, you know, this wonderful person, so even keeled, maintaining his sense of humor, and just, you know, I think he takes a lot of the pressure off by being human. And I think that's more than anybody can ask, more than definitely I can ask at this point.
Well, I actually want to go back to the beginning part of your answer, and we'll go back to President Leahy. I'm not sure, President Leahy, in now the seventh episode of Monmouth Weekly, we haven't brought anybody to tears yet, have we? But it sounds like we've been able to do that. We have established here on episode 7 an emotional connection, which maybe has been missing over the course of our first 6 episodes. But in all seriousness, President Leahy, when you hear that, it is so important, just the relationship. You talked about it last week with Dr. McNeil. You talked about it 2 weeks ago with Board of Trustee Chairman Michael Plodwick. And now here with Provost Dada, you have to be able to think about things from more of just, okay, this is what we're doing. It has to be, do I have the relationships? Do I have the confidence in people? And on the flip side, do those people have the confidence in me to make the right decisions during this unprecedented time for Monmouth now and for Monmouth going forward?
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt, I'm glad that this is not a video call, or I might be wiping a tear away from my eyes as well. One of the things I love about working in education is the fact that relationships are so important. I mean, if you think about it, it's one of the great human enterprises on earth, and that is the opportunity to educate other people. And those relationships, consequently, are so important. And as those relationships develop among the faculty and the staff and the board, it's what we can do to put the quality of those relationships in place to transform the lives of our students. And it's one of the things I love about education is the ability to create those relationships. And, you know, I said this to the staff. I had a round of staff calls yesterday, which is a great opportunity for me. I get to connect directly with, I think we had up to 500 of our staff members on 2 different Zoom calls. And I said to them something about this. I said, you know, I'm 9 months into my job, as everyone well knows, have not even celebrated my first anniversary yet as the president at Monmouth. And I'm trying hard to do a good job if I can. I mean, I consider that to be what it means to be a professional. You know, you're in a job, you're asked to do as good a job as you can do. That's what it means to be professional. You know that in your line of work, both as a broadcaster and as a teacher. But I said, more important than that, in the 9 months that I've been here, I have grown to really appreciate what this university means. In fact, I've grown to love what this university means, not only to each other, but to our students and to the community that hosts us. And consequently, that's what really motivates my desire to do a good job. And I felt it was important to say that to our staff members, because I am still, in many respects, the new guy, but the new guy who's commissioned with, you know, leading the university through this challenging time.
It is episode 7. We are recording our weekly podcast. We call it Monmouth Weekly. I'm faculty member Matt Harmon, University President Patrick Leahy, and today Interim Provost Rekha Dada. It is the start of final exam week. Provost Dada, I want to ask you this, because I think this is kind of an interesting thing to throw in your direction. Not only are you overseeing, in essence, the academic part of Monmouth and the university community, but you are also still attached and teaching classes as well. What issues or what problems have you encountered over the course of the last 6, now into 7 weeks, in terms of potential remote instruction from your own classes?
Well, thank you for asking that question. So being a teacher, I cannot, you know, give an interview without asking me about my class, right? So thank you. So I actually was a little bit fortunate in that my class was hybrid to begin with. So I did not have to make too much change in terms of the delivery mode, if you will. We've had classes off and on campus anyway. But I also took to heart one of the things that Ed Christensen, our VP for Information Management, warned us from day one, that you know everybody's going to go online all at the same time. Don't get too crazy and don't try to start doing all synchronous classes. So I've been telling our deans and chairs and faculty colleagues that you know this in this transition, we're not ready yet. Our system has not really been taxed in this way ever before. So when we go online, let's just try to focus and keep the method as simple as possible and maybe try more asynchronous learning. So I tried that the first week, and the response I got back from my class was, could we do at least half of that time, or maybe once a week, could we just have a video or a Zoom call? And so I did that. I set it up the following week, and I asked them why they needed it or they wanted it. So unanimously, they said that they really wanted to be able to see each other and to see me, which was great to hear. And then, over time, we became more comfortable in the Zoom environment. And they kept saying that even if we don't talk about the content during the call, we just want to be able to just see each other and check in. And so I thought that this crisis is not like any other crises. And a large part of it is health and wellness. So making students feel like they are connected is such an important part of this whole learning experience that I have witnessed. And so I've been trying to impress upon students that, they're really there for us and we are there for them. Because we cannot function without students, and students want us and need us. It's that feeling that, you know, I think we've learned to and grown to appreciate even more. Several departments and even the social work school recently did a video. And the underlying message of that video, they did it for their graduating seniors, is the underlying message is, we miss you. And I think that we miss you is such a big part of this. And then with the technology, we've been able to reconnect and we have been doing some of the content. And I say some of the content because even being the chief academic officer, I have really grown to appreciate that because this is a pandemic, our health and wellness is really foremost. And President Leahy also has been telling everyone from day one, health and wellness of our students, of our colleagues, of the entire campus community is our number one priority. And our second priority is to be able to deliver a high quality remote instruction to the best of our ability, given the circumstances. So I think between these two is where I think we try to balance it, being fully aware that this is a health crisis and students have to be able to manage that, navigate a totally new learning environment. And so, yes, as an academic, as a professor, I like to intellectually challenge my students. But this is a semester where if we can continue our education and come to the finish line, that has been my goal. And like every semester during finals, there is a high level of stress, understandably. Papers are due, deadlines are coming up, sleepless nights and a lot of coffee. That has been the norm when we are on campus. Now in this online environment, there is a lack of structure. Students are working in home environments where they're probably, again, vying for internet time or working with others and other family members. Some of our students also have families themselves, young children themselves, so they're dealing with those responsibilities. So the reality is so different from like an on-campus, in-person learning environment. We just have to be all very, very cognizant of that fact and kind of temper our expectations around that. One of my colleagues loves to use this imagery of this, the final 2 weeks of the semester being the plane being ready to kind of descend. and we are in dissent mode. And he would say, this is the time. Don't get in anybody's way. Everybody's cranky. Everyone wants to finish. People are not getting enough sleep. Faculty are tired of grading. The students are tired of studying. So if you can imagine that in a normal semester, this semester, I think we've just been through a series of turbulence since spring break or the week before that. And hopefully once we land, we'll at least be free of that turbulence. That's the imagery I have in my mind, getting to the finish line next week.
President Leahy, let me follow that up with, as you hear Provost Dada talk about still a connection to the students and the classroom. I mean, listen, every school probably has their own situation, their own uniqueness, how involved the provost is, still being part of the classroom, not being part of the classroom. How beneficial, especially at a time like this, would you find it that your provost, the Monmouth provost, still has, I'll say, the pulse of the students because she is still actively involved as a professor in the classroom?
That's precisely what I was going to say, Matt, that I love the fact that Rekha continues, even with her substantial administrative responsibilities, to commit time every semester to teaching. I'd like to see more of our administrators here at Monmouth allocate a little bit of time every semester to teaching, myself included, once I get a little bit better situated. I just think it's so important, no matter what any of us does as administrators, it can't be more important than the time allocated every week to the classroom, because that is the heart of the matter at an academic institution, especially a university that has ambition to be and to be recognized as a first-class academic institution. So we have to continue to remind people of the primacy of our activities and the importance of that fundamental activity here, and that is what happens in the classroom. I am, as I've said many, many times, I'm not a traditional academic. I'm very thrilled to be as well educated as I am, but I'm not a bona fide academic. So for me to say that, I hope sends a signal to the entire community that the heart of the matter is what happens in the classroom. And for our chief academic officer to be modeling that, I think is really important, whether we're in a midst of a public health crisis or not.
President Leahy, I'm going to follow that up with this one. This taken directly from your social media Twitter account yesterday. What do USC, UCLA, Miami, NYU, and Monmouth all have in common? Named to Billboard's 2020 Top Music Business Schools. At a time like this, it is still kind of nice, right, to be able to throw a feather in the cap of Monmouth and look at the schools that what we do here in West Long Branch are and continue to be compared to.
I shout out to your fellow faculty member and department chair, Joe Rapola. He mentioned to me a couple months ago that he had applied for this because apparently you have to send them all kinds of information and Billboard vets out programs. And, you have to earn your way into this. And he shared with me, I think it was just yesterday or the day before, the great news that for the first time ever, we'd been included in that, which I thought was cool. Hey, that's really cool. Then I look at, of course, the other institutions that are also listed. And I start thinking, that is increasingly the kind of company that we ambition to keep. I mean, the great schools in America, many of which are private like we are, USC and NYU and Syracuse is also on that list, and Miami. I'm not saying we don't have a ways to go to catch those schools, but every little piece like this gets us associated with those quality schools in a way that we think it burnishes our image.
Provost Dada, let's finish with a couple of things, and I'll give you the opportunity to talk about this one first. As the semester winds down, final exam week, when we are recording right now, which is, and we're not shy about dating things right now. Wednesday, April 29th, early afternoon, there is a faculty meeting today. What would you expect, or what has been the message, I should say, and you can take that in any direction that you want, that the faculty has been able to not only recognize some of the challenges that remote learning students could have, but also be able to adjust. And as you said earlier in an answer, really be there for the students and in essence, hope the students be there for them as the semester kind of kicks into that last little piece, final exam week. The connection right now amongst the faculty and any issues that maybe you would foresee.
Well, I think, like I mentioned before, the way faculty just stepped up to the plate and delivered the online learning was just extraordinary. I think this has taken a lot out of faculty. First and foremost, I would thank them and really kind of suggest that everybody takes a break and gets some rest. I think that would be my number one priority for the faculty. And then the second part of it would be, like I mentioned before, we did not have too much time to prepare for the spring semester, but going into the summer, we would like to be more prepared, give the students some opportunity or space to give us their input on their experience as well. I'd like to collect more faculty experience. I know for faculty, it has been a challenge, not just adjusting the learning mechanisms or putting the content in pedagogically, but also their own responsibilities at home. You know, faculty with young children do not have access to childcare right now, so they've been juggling with that or caring for other family members or faculty members who've been sick. So it's been really very challenging for everyone. So the first thing I would say is, you know, I hope everybody gets some time to relax and to be able to just, you know, engage in some self-care. And that way we will be better prepared and just have more energy and rejuvenated for the next round of online classes in the summer. And then just be prepared and be thinking about the fall and continuing as a university. We don't know what that is going to look like yet, but just being prepared, I think, will be very critical for us. So we're also, President Leahy has put together a fall task force, and that is heavy on the academic side in case we do have to have some sort of, hybrid or any kind of learning that is that involves remote access. We just have to be very good at it because we have a commitment to our students. And for instance, with personalized education, we've tried to replicate a lot of our academic support system in the online world. That includes virtual office hours, accommodation from the disability services, career planning and career advice, just academic advising in general, writing and tutoring services. So we've tried to really be that Monmouth in the virtual world, as close to the Monmouth that we are in on campus. So I would commend our faculty on keeping that connection with students, even in the virtual world. And I'd like to, continue that. And then finally, I think our students are really our inspiration. And I want to thank both of you for, all those wonderful things that you said about my teaching. But the teaching part is actually gives me a respite or a break from the endless meetings that I have to attend on the administrative side. So going into a classroom is really refreshing. And, just interacting with the young minds, I think, is the biggest benefit of teaching is, that's why we never, get old in our thinking, because we're always dealing with young minds and fresh ideas. One of the things that in the very first class that we met after spring break, of course, through Zoom, a student, she mentioned that, what I feel like is our generation has to brace for big changes through this crisis, through this pandemic. Just like we had the Renaissance after the plague, we are also bracing for big changes. And I just quickly quipped on that. And it is really, we are looking at your generation to do that. So I think if that's the mantra or that's the guiding light that our students can show us, I think we can get through this crisis and look for that light at the end.
Provost Dada, I know that you live under these words, be the change you want to see in the world. Hopefully the world will continue to change. Before I give President Leahy a final opportunity to comment on our episode here this week, I want to thank you so much for joining us here. I know the challenge has been enormous over the course of the last 2 months and will continue to be, but hopefully we will be able to get back to normal as early as the fall semester and be able to continue these episodes, talk about all the great things that Monmouth has offered you going back to 1994. That's about when I started as a student, believe it or not. So we'll be able to do this again. And I hope upon hope that you and your family have nothing but safety and health over the course of the remaining part of this coronavirus pandemic, and can't wait to catch up and see you face to face.
Thank you, Matt. And you also, you and your family, stay healthy, stay well. President Leahy, I'll probably see you in a few minutes at some other meeting. Thank you. It has been a real joy sharing some of my experiences with both of you. Thank you for having me.
President Leahy, just a quick final word to wrap up episode 7.
Yeah, I just want my own opportunity to send a message to our faculty, and it would be pretty simply, thank you. I mean, thank you for their innovation and creativity, moving so abruptly to remote instruction. Thank you for the goodwill that they've exhibited toward each other and to the administration as we collaborate on solutions to these challenges. And most importantly, I guess, thank you for the total dedication to our students. I just happen to believe that great universities are directly correlated to great people, and you need to have a great faculty in order to have a great institution, a great university. And we do at Monmouth, and this pandemic has shined a spotlight on that. And I'm just so grateful to be their colleague.
Episode 8 coming next week. We will keep you updated. As always, go to monmouth.edu for all the most recent news, happenings, and information. Follow along on the various social media channels as well. Our thank you to Interim Provost Rekha Dada, to University President Patrick Leahy. I'm Matt Harmon. We say so long, and thanks as always for listening to Monmouth Weekly. This has been episode 7. We'll talk to you again next week.